Thank you, Lord, for his goodness and mercy. I was thankful that we were able to be here again this year. I know that over the last few years, this meeting has meant a lot to us. And sometimes, you know, people just come, you don't understand, never know what they're going through. But thank God, God knows. Amen, Brother Scott. God knows exactly what you're going through. God knows, because there'll be a mission. Amen. We people here from all states, all walks of life. But great thing about it is, amen, the preacher, Brother Devin, Brother David, and Brother Terry, they don't know what everybody's going through. But I thank God this morning, Brother Dathan, we serve a God as an all-knowing, all-sufficient God. And He knows. And He knows exactly what we need and what we stand in need of. But thank God we serve that powerful God this morning. Amen. He's a God that's mindful of His people. I say He's mindful of His people. And what it simply means, His mind is full of us. Amen. Thank God. He knows exactly what we need. Yes, I could preach this morning, but God knew exactly what we needed. And I thank God for that. I'll give way to any preacher and give way to what the will of God is for the service this morning. And I thank God. I thank God there was help. Amen. And but by the way, I was thinking what Solomon David said, He's a very present help in trouble. Thank God. Amen. I've been there. Amen, Brother Scott. I'm going to need to sit down. But Brother Scott, I've been there, Brother Scott, where I needed help. I need to cry out saying, I need help. Amen. I don't know if you other preachers have seen it, but sometimes I feel though it's maybe a sense of pride that people want to hold back and don't want to say, hey, I need help. You don't want to say, I need help. Amen. But one time, I tried to say this to get away. I'm just as hungry as you are. Amen. But I know I don't look like it, but I am. Amen. But one time I preached a message on that. If you don't cry, you will die. If you don't cry, I know there's several of you here that you've got babies. And that baby don't talk. The only reason why you know that baby needs something, it needs a diaper change or it's hungry, is when that baby cries. And that baby don't cry unless you know that it's hungry. It ain't going to get no food. It's going to perish. But if we don't cry unto the Lord and let the Lord know I need help, we will spiritually perish. If I don't say, God, I need help, spiritually, Brother David, I'm going to wither away, and I'm going to perish spiritually. I've got to realize I need help. Amen. I need help. Even the least or the greatest among us, we need help. Yes, I know sometimes I'll be admit, I don't know about you other preachers, but sometimes the enemy try to, hinder, distract, because you're the preacher. You're the preacher. You got to try to be strong. You can't admit you need help. You can't admit you need help. But I want to tell you something. I'm just as flesh and human as the rest of you. There are times I'd had to crawl in a camp meeting or wherever and say, I need help. Amen? Because I would never have made it. I'm nothing, Brother Dathan, but I would never made it this far if I had not cried out to God and said, I need help. I need help. There are many people that they only got help because they cried for help. I remember one passage of scripture in the Bible on a storm where Jesus was walking on water, and they was in a terrible situation there. The storm was there. It was tossing to and fro. And the Bible said He would have passed them by. He would have passed them by had He not heard their cry. Why? He knows your trouble. He knows it. But He wants to know that you're crying out. You're saying. He wants to know your dependency on Him. He wants to know that you're trusting Him. He's waiting to hear the cry of His children. Amen. I need to sit down so we can go eat. But it's good to be here. I'm been enjoying the presence of the Lord. I mean, I'm telling you what, it would have been easy to preach this morning. I feel that how the liberty is for the day. I'm telling you what, I'm thank God for the liberty And the presence of the Lord in this meeting, the preaching has been wonderful, and the hospitality y'all have here, and the friendship we have with both Nathan and Sarah, we really do appreciate it. We thank God for it.